Model Test 7. Speaking Section. The speaking section tests your ability to communicate in English in an academic setting. During the test, you will be presented with 6 speaking questions. The questions ask for a response to a single question, a conversation, a talk, or a lecture. You may take notes as you listen, but notes are not graded. You may use your notes to answer the questions. Some of the questions ask for a response to a reading passage and a talk or a lecture. The reading passages and the questions are written, but most of the directions will be spoken. Your speaking will be evaluated on both the fluency of the language and the accuracy of the content. You will have 15 to 20 seconds to prepare and 45 to 60 seconds to respond to each question. Typically, a good response will require all of the response time, but the answer will be complete by the end of the response time. The time for the speaking section is about 20 minutes. A clock on the screen will show you how much time you have to prepare your answer and how much time you have to record it.
Number 1. Listen for a question about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Think about a book that you have enjoyed reading. Why did you like it? What was especially interesting about the book? Use specific details and examples to support your response.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 2. Listen for a question that asks your opinion about a familiar topic. After you hear the question, you have 15 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to record your answer.
Some people think that it is better to travel as part of a tour group when they are visiting a foreign country. Other people prefer to make their own travel plans so that they can travel independently. Which approach do you think is better and why? Use specific reasons and examples to support your opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 3. Read a short passage and listen to a talk on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
A public meeting is planned to discuss alternatives for renovating the original building on campus. Read the notice from the college newspaper printed on page 495. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to a professor who is speaking at the meeting. She is expressing her opinion about the proposals.
Although there may be some practical reasons for tearing down the structure surrounding the clock tower, I urge the committee to consider the historical importance of Old Main and opt for renovation of the original structure. I think we all agree that the brick structure is quite beautiful and basically sound. Only a few minor repairs would be necessary to preserve it. The cost of new electrical and plumbing systems for the old structure would be less than the cost of a new building with the same systems. And if a new building were to be erected, the clock tower would seem out of place somehow.
The professor expresses her opinion of the plan for the renovation of Old Main. Report her opinion and explain the reasons that she gives for having that opinion.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 4. Read a short passage and then listen to part of a lecture on the same topic. Then listen for a question about them. After you hear the question, you have 30 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now read the passage about Pangaea, printed on page 496. You have 45 seconds to complete it. Please begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture in a geography class. The professor is talking about Pangaea.
The theory of continental drift posits that 250 million years ago, the continents were all connected in one gigantic continent, which we refer to as Pangaea, and that was surrounded by one huge ocean called Panthalassa. At that time, the northernmost region of the continent corresponded to a landmass that included most of the modern continent of Asia. And Europe was south of the Asian region instead of north, as it is now. So, Asia and Europe were connected to the west with what is now North America. Africa and the Arabian Peninsula were positioned south of Europe, with South America to the west, India to the east, and Antarctica and Australia south and southeast. Then, about 200 million years ago, this supercontinent began to separate into a northern continent and a southern continent. The northern continent was made of what is currently North America, Greenland, Europe, and Asia, and the southern continent included Antarctica, Australia, India, and South America. By 135 million years ago, the two continents had moved into positions that began to resemble the map that we see today, with seven continents.
Explain how plate tectonics relates to the theory of continental drift.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 5. Listen to a short conversation. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to a short conversation between a student and her friend.
Are you still having headaches?
Yeah, I'm taking Tylenol every day.
That doesn't sound good. Why don't you go over to the health center?
I keep thinking it'll go away. Probably just a tension headache. I feel really stressed out this semester.
Well, you're probably right. But it still wouldn't hurt to get a checkup. Maybe the doctor will refer you for an eye exam. I used to get headaches from eye strain, especially when I was using my computer a lot. And guess what? I needed to get my glasses changed.
No kidding? I hadn't thought about that, but I do notice that it gets worse after I've been using my computer.
Well, then, that's important to mention when you see the doctor at the health center.
You think I should still go to the health center? I mean, if it's my eyes, I could just make an appointment with the eye doctor.
You could, but you really aren't sure what it is. I'd go to the doctor at the health center, and I'd ask for a referral to the eye doctor. Besides, if you get referred, I think your student health insurance will pay most of the cost of new glasses.
Describe the woman's problem and the two suggestions that her friend makes about how to handle it. What do you think the woman should do, and why?
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep. Number 6. Listen to part of a lecture. Then listen for a question about it. After you hear the question, you have 20 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to record your answer.
Now listen to part of a lecture in a business class. The professor is discussing the way that a fax machine transmits and receives data.
Okay, to illustrate my point that many new machines are simply combinations of machines that are already available, let's talk about the fax machine. To understand how a fax machine works, I'd like you to think of it as three machines: a copier, a modem, and a printer. First, the data is copied. How does that happen? Well, when you load paper into the fax machine, a light shines on it, and optical sensors read whether a specific point on the paper is black or white. These sensors communicate the digital information into a microprocessor, where a copy of the page is made of black or white dots. Thus, you see that in the first step, the fax machine functions like a copier. Next, the fax machine works like a modem. Remember, a modem takes a black and white image and converts this digital data into an analog signal, that is, electronic impulses that can be sent over a phone line. The fax machine calls another fax machine to transmit, using two different types of tones to represent the black and white dots in the document. For example, it might send an 800 Hz tone for white and a 1300 Hz tone for black. The last part of a fax machine is the printer. After the receiving fax machine answers the sending fax machine, it begins to accept the electronic impulses, and then it converts them back to the black and white dots in a digital image. Finally, it prints the image out on paper, just like any other printer.
Using the main points and examples from the lecture, describe the three parts of a fax machine, and then explain how the fax process works.
Please prepare your answer after the beep. Please begin speaking after the beep.